Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Anyway, look, hospitality representatives in Dingle, I can tell you, or Dangany Chúis, are warning of grave staffing shortages with the tourism season set to take off in the coming days. The state tourism body, Fáilte Ireland, warns there are as many as 40,000 vacancies across the industry nationally. However, tourism groups in Dingle claim housing shortages in West Kerry are severely hindering the attempts to recruit staff. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is in Dangany Chúis for us this evening. Barry, what are you hearing there?
Yes, good evening, Cormac, from the fungi statue here of the marina in Dingle. And the town, really, it's beginning to hum again to the beat of the tourism season ahead of St. Patrick's Day next week. Going around the town earlier on, you met Americans just seeing a group from Donegal and Dublin checking into their accommodation a short time ago as well. And as you snake through the town here, past places such as the Green and Gold of Paddy Bone Brosnan's, Dick Mac's across from the church, or Paul Ganey's pub as well, alongside the obvious links to Kerry football, what are ubiquitous are signs looking for staff, hospitality staff in particular. We're hiring, competitive wage offered. One I noticed on a window, we have vacancies in all departments. And listening to people eavesdropping in on certain conversations, this is a hot topic around here amongst many people you met and you meet. And as you alluded to there, it's Cantor Gaeltachta Aisha and Dirtar Nach Raibh Sé Chomh Deacair Sin Riamh. Fostaha air coo agus gwil agla orhu le chach an taurig freshen as well. And one person who has four signs up on their window looking for staff, looking for chefs, is Martin Beelan of Global Village. And he told me how he's altering his business because of a staffing shortage.
Look, it's always difficult in a seasonal town. It has always been. We're here 25 years and it's been difficult every year to a certain degree. But this year is particularly hard. What are the reasons? Maybe they're coming out of COVID. People have changed businesses. I think a lot of people have left hospitality. You also have a situation where maybe some Polish people went home, some Czech people went home that would have been traditionally working here. They didn't return after COVID. Their economies are doing better. In my experience, very little people out there to work. Also a particular thing to Dingle is maybe lack of accommodation. There's not much accommodation in the town for workers. So
it's a perfect storm, really, and after the offset of the pandemic as well.
It's coming at the worst time possible, really, because we're all trying to recover. Now, if you went into COVID with a full team and you managed to keep them on the wage scheme, you were grand, but I didn't. In my case, we were at a transition. We had a full team previous to that for a number of years, and just the natural drift-off happened at that time. So when we came back in March 2020, we were looking to rebuild the team, and then we were just put into the freezer for 2 years, you know. We're starting that work again, to build the team again, and we're going, oh, right, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen this year. It'll be different. It'll be a slow build.
And I know the government, you say, gave great supports, all
fantastic,
the different wage supports, but that has had a consequence as well here, hasn't it?
They have driven labour costs up a lot now. Maybe 25 to 30%, I find people are asking for more than pre-pandemic. Perhaps during the last 2 years, people had to take what they'd normally pay, add the pandemic payment or a lot of it on top of that, and to attract people. Now there's a reluctance for that to go back down, especially with inflation at the minute. There is a reluctance for people to drop. The question I'd have to ask myself is, where does this end? You know, the cost of doing business in a restaurant is getting higher and higher. I wonder at what point the customer says, stop now, we're not paying anymore, we're not paying that. You know what I mean? That's too much.
What of your own business? In particular, you're looking for a chef. You have a fine dining element here.
I'm cooking 38 years. I was hoping to move into more of an executive chef or a management role, bringing a head chef with loads of energy and loads of experience, and he would have put a team behind him and make the thing happen. I found when I did the numbers on that, I went, no, that's a non-runner, because the season's short here. It's no, you know, Dingle is a great season compared to a lot of places, but you don't have 52 weeks of the year. I just felt, no, it wouldn't really be a runner for me to replace a full team for fine dining. So what I've done is I've pivoted, and we're opening during the day now, and we're going to do really quality patisserie. You can see in the kitchen here, the lads are producing some patisserie now. We're doing a bit of a test kitchen, and we're going to add on a couple of smaller dishes, a smaller menu of dishes to that. So we're not preparing all the things a fine dining restaurant would need to prepare to be ready for service. We're also not taking bookings at the moment, certainly. Can you imagine now if I had 75 people a night booked next week? It wouldn't be done from this kitchen. We don't have the personnel. So we just said, right, we'll hold now and we'll wait and we'll get through this storm.
Well, Sinead, Martin Beelan, Global Village. But it's not just a problem, this staffing shortage in the kingdom where you are, Barry. What has the tourism body, Fáilte Ireland, said about it?
Well, a study of 1,000 businesses conducted by Fáilte Ireland, and the body is saying that as a result of that survey, they predict there are 40,000 vacancies in the tourism sector across the country, and 30% of businesses could face closure due to the difficulties in recruiting staff. Now, some Labour experts have raised an arched eyebrow to some of those figures, saying perhaps they're overblown, but nonetheless, the body went on to say in its report this spring that a massive 88% of employers are having difficulties in getting chefs, while 70% are having difficulties in getting bartenders. And these findings, well, they weren't a surprise to John Benny Moriarty. He's the chair of the West Kerry Irish Vintners Federation and also a publican along the Strand here.
What we've found this year is a massive shortage in people applying for positions, particularly in kitchens and particularly waiting staff, qualified and trained waiting staff and trained bar people for our industry. I know that the training colleges are doing their best, but maybe it's time to look at Erasmus-type programmes with other catering colleges, particularly within Europe, where there can be a kind of a cross-national work placement system where perhaps students in colleges or students finishing their courses could come here for 6 months and get placement in our industry, because our own catering colleges, as good as they are not able to service our industry at the moment.
What's the impact of this if this isn't solved for Dingle, if the staff aren't there and businesses can't operate at full tilt?
Well, if businesses can't operate at full tilt, it means basically that we're not servicing our product correctly, and the visitors coming have very high expectation. We have a very high standard of product here in Dingle, a very high standard of service, and we want to continue with that high standard. We really, really need help with this, I think, and we need help from government with this.
How much of a problem is accommodation here? How is that feeding into this shortage? And what have you done to circumnavigate it, if you will?
Yeah, I suppose within our own pub here, John Benny's pub, we have staff accommodation, which we took out a mortgage for there about 6 years ago. And we're probably a little bit luckier than other places. But it is a problem here at the moment trying to get accommodation for staff who are going to stay with us for the season. I would say that COVID, probably because we were closed for 2 years, a lot of staff that were working in the service industries retrained or reapplied for other positions. So there's another area of shortage there, which is the knock-on effect of COVID for the past 2 years.
That was John Benny Moriarty there, Barry. He touched upon it there. How big an issue is accommodation, or indeed the lack of it, playing into the staffing shortage crisis? Yeah.
Look, of course, a cocktail of reasons proffered for why pubs and restaurants here are struggling to recruit staff. But yes, accommodation, a real issue, a real hot topic. And in particular, the proliferation of short-term lets and Airbnbs, and perhaps those are stopping families moving to the area and working in the industry. Now, the Irish Times covered this issue extensively over the weekend. And in a follow-up letter to the paper, the local GP here, Dr. Padraig Fionnuala, and he wrote about the number of holiday homes in the area, saying that on the peninsula here only 53% of properties are occupied and a full quarter of the peninsula's housing stock are unoccupied holiday homes. And he says an annual levy would push owners of second homes to use them, sell on or pay up, and perhaps this could get people to work in the industry in the area. And this is a thread I pulled when speaking with Gary Curran. He's the owner of Greenmount B&B here in Dingle and also president of the Dingle Tourism Peninsula Alliance.
The holiday home sector, the Airbnb sector, a lot of properties that are coming up for sale are being bought up and being turned into short-term rental properties, which is, it's not just an issue for recruitment, it's an issue for the social fabric of the area.
What about yourself? You weren't tempted to turn this place into an Airbnb, given the hours you're having to work, perhaps, and the staff shortages?
Of course the temptation is there, yeah. For want of a better word, to dumb down the offering, you have to say, we can still do it at the moment. But look, if that squeeze goes on, you get older, you're just physically can't find the staff, you would have to make changes to your offering. You might get rid of something like breakfast. A lot of people are getting out of that side of it. Your traditional B&B is getting out of it because they can't find the staff to do it, and it's getting really expensive to provide it. So
one of Dingle as a whole, going into the summer in particular,
that businesses that would have never closed, would have been open, we'd say, once Paddy's Weekend opens, they're open 7 days a week, are now closing 2 days a week because literally they can only find one set of staff. It does impact the visitor also. It really really does. So it impacts everyone across the board. We've seen a struggle. Will it continue this year? Will businesses be taking, going down from 7 to 5 day operations, maybe to 6 day operations? 100% they definitely will.
Is there any solution to what's going on at the moment in terms of the difficulties businesses down the town are facing?
Is there one quick fix that will fix it all? Probably not. There has to be some sort of regulation on short term rental industry. The one thing Dingle would be famous for is the array of festivals, and it's a great town for festivals. Those festivals are run by people from the town that are volunteers, and generally those volunteers are business owners themselves and stuff like that. You've been able to get away from your business to volunteer to give your hand because you've had the staff in your premises to cover you, to let you go and volunteer. If you don't have the cover at your business, you can't leave the premises. That's what the staff could ultimately hurt. They're all our great festivals. If the lack of staff means that the person in the community just can't get out and get stuck in and volunteer, which would be a shame to see. You just hate to see some of our great festivals literally just not continue because literally the committee just doesn't have the energy.
There you have it. Gary Curran, owner of Greenmount Staff and president of the Dingle Tourism Peninsula Alliance, ending Barry Lennon's report from the Kingdom.